overcoming. That's a big one, isn't it? To be an overcomer is like the ultimate. I think there are probably t-shirts that say, I'm an overcomer. It's a buzzword. What a buzz. The buzz on the street is you must overcome. But is this something that belongs to our gospel? No, ladies and gentlemen. Overcoming belongs, as you might have suspected, to the circumcision gospel, not ours. So another blessed relief for you. Yesterday we learned that you don't have to work. In fact, stopping working is to be desired. And then we learned that the irreverent are justified instead of doomed. And now we are learning that you don't have to overcome anything. That in fact, Jesus Christ has overcome the world and the adversary, all enemies. He's overcome death. He's overcome sin. And he did it for your sake. All your overcoming was done by another one. And your belief in that identifies you with it. And you are baptized into it, not by water, but by an understanding of the truth. This gospel does not require a towel afterwards. You don't need to plug your nose. The only time I plug my nose is when somebody tries to tell me that I need to repent and be baptized. Then I plug my nose because that really stinks. I'm on difference number 15 here as written in my book. Oh, the lighting is weird there. Okay. As written in my book, The First Idiot in Heaven. We're about halfway home then. What's half of 31? 15 and a half. So I guess halfway through this show, we'll be halfway through the 31 points. Gospel of the circumcision, which is Peter's gospel. You must be an overcomer to avoid the second death. Who wants to be in the second death? No, nobody. Nobody wants to be in the second death. How do you get out of it? You have to overcome. And this is only for those alive at the time. Anyway, this overcoming thing, it's just another catchphrase. It's another boondoggle of misunderstanding. It's a cudgel brought up against people because it distinguishes. Here's the whole thing. This is the bottom line, I think. The bottom line is Christians love anything that distinguishes them from other people. They love the exclusivity of belonging to something that other people don't belong to, and that the gateway to that exclusivity, the ticket to it, was their merit. They're overcoming. They're going out of their way to be baptized. They're repenting. They love all these visible signs, these visible tokens, these outward ceremonies, because there's you in the river getting baptized, and there's that poor, sorry sap on the other side of the bank playing dominoes or drinking a beer or whatever. So you are distinguished. And I'm telling you, Christians and Jews love being distinguished. I'm not saying we're not distinguished. We are, but we're distinguished by the complete credit of another. We can't look to ourselves and say that we've distinguished ourselves. So no wonder Christians and Jews gravitate to any verse that calls for action, that calls for works, and these works to then be used to forgive you, to be forgiven, to maintain your forgiveness, to overcome. Are you an overcomer? It's just so self-oriented. It's so, I have a trophy. I have a medal. Look what I did, and look what you didn't do. Because when you say, look what I did, you're automatically pointing four other fingers at the person who didn't do anything. Who has an ear? Let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the ecclesias. The one who is conquering may under no circumstances be injured by the second death. That's Revelation 2:11. But that's the concordant version. The King James version, this is where this comes from. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh. Ooh, that's even better. Overcoming is one thing, but if you can overcometh, ooh, you're really holy then. Did you overcome your sins? Did you overcome your inclinations to play dominoes by the banks of the Jordan River? No, I overcometh. Tis a better thing that I do to overcometh rather than to simply overcome. I'm not exaggerating one bit. Many ministries today in the Christian religion are based on overcoming. In fact, this is a buzzword, especially in many Israelite wannabe camps, Israel wannabes. A lot of churches, they're Israel wannabes. You can tell when they have the Ten Commandments. I commend you to God with these 10 prohibitions. No, with the 10 commandments on the wall. They're Israelite wannabes. They love the term overcoming. Love it. Everyone wants to overcome. Those who do become, of all things, overcomers. It only makes sense. If you overcome, you become an overcomer. If you overcome meth, I'm not sure what you become. In that case, an overcomereth, perhaps. Just guessing there. Nothing beats overcoming because only one who overcomes avoids the second death. What a giant, horrible thing to avoid. What a great thing to avoid. How did you avoid the second death? I overcometh. Did you? What does that make you? An overcometh. Maybe an overcomereth? No, I said it right the first time. Not only this, but overcomers get to eat of the tree of life. I got another verse for you there. Revelation 2:7, KJV. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. This called overcomer else perfectly fits our friend James. Yes, the James, who the same guy who writes that faith without works is dead. Yeah, that James. In the book of Revelation, faith without works gets you the second death. Overcoming is a work. Faith without works, no problem. You're just going to the second death. Bye-bye now. Another dose of non-existence for you. Again, this kind of thing appeals to religious people. I'm including Jews here and Christians who are, for the most part, wannabe Jews. Religious people are excited by the call to overcome. Again, this way they can overcome, ideally, and feel superior to the poor, sorry saps who aren't overcoming. The call of Israel is all about feeling superior. Israel is superior. In the flesh, Israel must come to realize, however, the source of her superiority. They will eventually come to realize that when God puts the law in their hearts. The Messiah is the source of their superiority. But it feels kind of good, doesn't it, to overcome when other people are being cast into the lake of fire, which is the literal second death. You're standing there at the banks of the lake of fire, and another one's gone, and another one's gone, another one bites the dust. Hey! Gonna get you too, unless you overcome. Ooh. And they overcome. That's what they do. Christians and Jews mistakenly assume their call to be the ultimate. They point to the book of Revelation, don't they? And to them, this is the ultimate, to be an overcomer, eat of the tree of life, and miss out on the second death. To them, that's the ultimate. And they point to it. And they mistakenly assume that this is the ultimate. They cannot imagine anything better than this. They don't read anything other than this. They only cursorily read Paul. What these people need is this. They need a clue concerning a better calling and a better expectation. Here's that big clue from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. In the gospel of the uncircumcision, we're saved from the second death by grace alone. We're saved by the second death by grace alone, not by overcoming. Ephesians 2:8-9. For in grace, through faith, are you saved? And this, that is the faith, this is not out of you. Let me read it again. In grace, through faith, are you saved? And this, that is the faith, is not out of you. It's God's approach present, not of works, not of works. Sorry, James, but we're not apologizing to James. James is right in his sphere. He needs to be left there. He needs to be isolated. He needs to be put into an isolation chamber. And we can look through the window and wave at James. And James is in there doing all his works, not being justified by faith alone. That's great. But isolate it for the love of God. Treat it like a frickin' disease. I'm not saying it is one, but I'm saying the temptation is so great to mix law and grace today. It produces this nondescript, mush, non-gospel, bastardized gospel. I would much rather that we isolate James, put him in the contamination booth or whatever, and just wave at him through the window. Have fun with your works in there, buddy. We're out here being justified by faith alone, okay? You and your people, good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Neither Christians nor Jews believe in salvation by grace alone. Members of the body of Christ, we, however, we do believe it. In fact, salvation by total grace, this actually disgusts most people. People don't want to be saved by grace. They like to work because being saved by grace eliminates all fleshly advantage. It does away with one person overcoming and another person not overcoming. I mean, what's more fun? Wearing a t-shirt that says, I'm an overcomer? Or a t-shirt that says, I've avoided the second death through no merit of my own? Who's going to wear that t-shirt? I'm saved through no merit of my own. I didn't do anything. I'm just a helpless, weak... Who wants to wear that t-shirt? I'm an overcomer. That's the t-shirt people want to wear. That's a human thing. How many overcomers have tried to lord it over you? Again, they love to point to their call as like the most epic call. This is the ultimate. Zender, you're just not overcoming, all right? You're just not working hard enough. You're not paying enough attention to your failings. You're teaching this grace-only thing, and that's a dangerous teaching. And they want to lord it over me. And I will put up with it for a while, for about 0.7 seconds. That's not even 1 second, in case you didn't realize that. And then I'll pull out Ephesians 2:8-9, just like Indiana Jones did against that martial arts guru at the airport. Remember that guru's coming out and he's like, oh yeah, hi-ya, so shit, ooh. And he's flashing his sword around. He's all trying to intimidate Indy. Indy finally just rolls his eyes, takes out a gun, and shoots the guy. That game over. That's kind of what I do with people who say I need to be an overcomer, that I need to do works in addition to my faith. I just kind of shoot them with Ephesians 2:8-9. Either they get it, or they hit the ground like a sack of beets. Either way, I'm satisfied.